Okay, so in yesterday's shiur, we were developing the Makoros, which hold that the Koveya of Zmani Kriyashma, the Geder of Shachbacha of Kumecha, is literally Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. So we, just to summarize, we saw this in the Rashbi, right, on Chesam Abayz. We saw this in the Rashbi, B'Shem Rebbe Kiva, also on Chesam Abayz. Then we saw the Jesus Rav Elazar from the Mishnah, right? The Sovzman of Aj Arashmura Rishona, right, this idea that somehow only the first 4 hours of the night, obviously that doesn't coincide with any, you know, Gedra of Laila. So as Rashi explains, we'll get back to today, clearly that's a din in Zman Shchiva. We then had all the various Tanoim on Beis Mabez, different Shiurim of Tchilas, Zman Kriyash Mashal Arvis, the whole range of different opinions. We end up paskening like many of them according to the Ri in Tosfos Daf Beis. And again, many Mefarshim understand that this range of Shitos and the Tanoim really is a range of how to understand what the Geder of Zman Shchiva is. Fine. So again, so we have the Rashbi B'Shem Rebbe Akiva, we have Rebbe Elazar, and then we have the Tanoim on Beis Mabez. And now the last marker we didn't get to last time, which might be another Raya to the Koveya for B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha, Zman Shchiva, Zman Kima, and not Yom V'Laila, is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos on Daf Beis. So let's look at this, the Tosfos really quickly. Again, this is the big Tosfos on Daf Beis. The question that, again, Rashi and Tosfos are trying to deal with is the prevalent practice at the time of the Rishonim, right? Meir, what was the practice at the time of the Rishonim that they're all bothered by? Exactly, Davin Marv before Tzis. Exactly, Davin Marv, exactly, after Shkia, but before Tzis. The question is, how do you align that with the Mishnah on Daf Beis, which says that the Tchilas Zman Kriyash Meshal Arvis is Tzis HaKacham. So Rashi gives his answer, that the Iker is Kriyash Malamita. The Re, as we just referenced before, says, no, really, we paskin like the Tanayim and Beis and Mabez, which say that the Zman Shchiva is earlier. And now we're going to see Rabbeinu Tam, which at first glance his answer seems very, very difficult to understand. So the Chen Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, anyone have the Tosos? Aram, do you have it?
Yeah, very.
So it says Lekach for Lechen Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam are the first words on the line. I would say it's like a third down in Tosos.
Next
to Rabbi,
yes,
we'll
get it out from next.
Eliel,
do you have it?
Yeah, the king finished the Beit Tam. The other Rabbi,
oh, so says Rabbi Tam, really the Iker Kriyashma is the one that said during Mar. Again, this is as a result of all the kashas that Tosfos asks on Rashi. We'll get back to some of them later. The question is still, gets very nice to say that the Kriyashma during Arvis, during Marav is Iker, but the problem is, Vim Tomer,
Eich Anu Koyin Kol Kach Mimed Yoyim.
The problem is that you end up saying Kriyashma during Marav before Tzis. It's against the Mishnah. Oh, so what is Rabbeinu Tam answer?
Yeish Loimer, the Kaimelon Krab Yehuda, Damber Perek, Tfilas HaShachar, Hizman Tfilas Mincha Ad Plaga Mincha, Vahinu Echad Eser Shoyes Pacha Ezer Via,
Says Rabbeinu Tam, the reason how can we be miyashiv this practice to say Kriya Shema before it says, because we paskin like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mariv begins after Plag. And the obvious question is, what is the Shaychus? Right? What is the relevance of Zman Mariv, which number one is Dirabanan, number two, right, is Dirabanan, and has nothing to do with the Zman of Kriyashma, which number one is Do'oraisa, and is based on this Zman Shchiva, Bepashtus, which we know is the Zman of Tzis. So who cares, right? Why is the fact that Zman Mariv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, begins at Plag, how is that going to solve the problem? And at the end of the day, the Mishnah establishes that the Zman Kriyashma is Tzis. So again, what is the relevance of Zman Mariv? So this is the Kasha that the Pnei Yeshua deals with. Anybody outside, can anybody paraphrase the answer of the Pnei Yeshua? So, David?
No.
Okay, Ari, you want to go for it? Yeah.
Kashtim?
Oh, so Pnei Yehoshua answers, it's a little, right? Not a little Iker Chaser, but the Mahalach of the Pnei Yehoshua is as follows. And that is, it was always assumed by the Mishnah that Zman Shechiva is when? Before it says. That's the assumption of the Mishnah. So Zman Shechiva, so the Zman Kriyashma Da'oraisa, is of course is before it says. Where does the Zman of Tzeis come from in the Mishnah? That's not because of the D'oraisa Geder of Zman Shechiva. That's rather because of an external Dinder Abanan of what? Of what? To be Somech Gula L'Tzvila. So there it says, the Bnei Yeshua, the Mishnah only says that the Zman of Kriyashma is Tzeis, because Midra Abanan, since the Zman Mariv is Tzeis, right? Therefore, we don't want you to fulfill Kriyat Shema before the Zman Marv because of the din of Somech Gula Tzvila. Because there's supposed to be a connection between Kriyat Shema and Birchos Kriyat Shema and the Amida and Shemona Esrei. So therefore, even though Mida Oraisa says Pnei Yeshua B'das Rebbeinu Tam, so even though Mida Oraisa, of course Kriyat Shema could have always been done earlier, but this Midra Ban we held off until Tzis because we want to hold off Kriyat Shema until the Zman Marv. Therefore, right, the Mishnah is only a liba de Rabbanan to the Chachamim who hold that this Man Marif starts at Tzeis. But once, says Rabbeinu Tam, but once we hold not like the Chachamim that Zman Marif is Shkia / Tzeis, but we rather hold like Rabbi Yehuda that this Man Marif already starts at Plag. So therefore, once we hold that this Man Marif is at Plag, so therefore, Memela, that Gzera de Rabbanan falls away. Right, there's no need to delay the kiyum of Kriyat Shema, and you can basically chazra to the Doraisa, where you can say Kriyat Shema before it says, because Zman Shechiva is earlier than says. In short, basically, according to the Bnei Yehoshua, right, B'das Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that the koveya for Kriyat Shema is not Laila, it's rather Zman Shechiva, and because Zman Shechiva is even before it says, and the only impediment was the fact that Zman Marif was after Tzeis. But once we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Zman Marif is already after Plak, the Mele could rely on the Doraisa of Zman Shechiva being Mibodio. Ari, you have a hand?
According to this Bnei Yehoshua,
yeah.
Not necessarily that Zman Shechiva starts at Plak, it's just that since there's no Zera, then whatever earlier time it is, you can follow.
Yeah, again, meaning they only use the Daven Marav after Shkia. So again, all you know from the Pnei Yehoshua, B'das Rabbeinu Tam, is that Zman Shechiva is at least after Shkia.
Okay, and
but it's just that there's an impediment of to be so mechul and to be loved, but once we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that impediment falls away. Because already now, from Zman Plag and onwards, you can be Kayim Marav. So once that's the case, you can rely on now the Doraisa of Zman Shechiva already at Shkia, let's say, and therefore you can be kind, you know, that's why they, when they daven Marv, when they daven Kriyat Shema and Marv, they were Yotzei, they were Kriyat Shema.
Okay. Even though we're passing like the Rabbanan
for... And then again, they get to the Tartu Desatra, that's a separate shot I want to get into right now. That's more of a Tefillas HaShachar issue. So again, just big picture, Adkan, again, or all the evidence that for that the Koveya of Shachbachav Kumecha is Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. Again, this Rabbeinu Tam, or the Pnei Yehoshua, B'das Rabbeinu Tam, is the last on that list that really the Koveya for Kriya Shema, for Zman and Kriya Shema is Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. Ezra.
Is Tosfos not Mashma that they could even Daven Mar, Rabbeinu Tam not Mashma that they could even have Daven Mar before Shechiva and after Plag? Because he says, Zman Tzeos Mincha is at Plag Mincha, and then Miyad, Kishiyechol Zman Mincha after Plag right away.
I mean, from a Marav standpoint, that's true. But it's unclear from a Kriya Shema standpoint. Meaning, Zman Kriya Shema and Zman Marav are two different Zmanim. Right? So again, from a Zman Marav standpoint, you're right. According to the Yehuda, after Plak, you could have Davin Marav. But we don't know for sure from the Zman Kriya Shema how early the Zman Shechiva is, according to this Mahalach. Because again, the practice seemed to be to Davin Marv after Shkia, that's what it sounds like.
It says Mibo Yom, so.
Again, Mibo Yom could just mean relative to Tzeis, but. Yeah, but I'm not sure. But you're right. I think it's an open question. It's not 100% clear. It's not 100% clear whether the Marav was done even before Shkia, and therefore there's Zman Shechiva is before Shkia, or not. Okay, fine. So now that we finished, right, developing both the Yom V'Laila approach and the Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima approach, now let's look at some potential nafkamina between these two Mahalchim. And the first potential nafkamina is going to be looking at the halachos of Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. So I'd like to now analyze the halachos of Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, and we're going to compare and contrast the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema for Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. And we're going to see that what seems to emerge is that there's a very different geder between Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima for most of the Shitos in the Tanaim. Right? What is that? What is that chiluk? What's the chiluk between the geder of Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima for most Tanaim?
Shechiva is all night, Kima is just when people are down
now. Exactly, right? That according to most Tanaim, we'll prove this in a moment, according to most Tanaim, Zman Shechiva is kol zman that people are sleeping all night. When it comes to Zman Kima, even though the parallel to that would be, you know, kol zman that people are up, right? Yet, the geder of Zman Kima, according to most, really, according to all, is the time that people actually get up. So we're going to analyze, right, first we have to prove this distinction, then we'll have to analyze, right, what is the basis for this distinction, but again, this chiluk and geder between Zman Shechiva, which according to most is kol zman that people are sleeping, while Zman Kima is limited to the time that people get up, and doesn't extend throughout the time that people are up throughout the day. So let's first prove that distinction. Good. So proving that the geder of Zman Shechiva, according to most, and according to Halacha, is kol zman that you are sleeping, this comes from the shitos that we paskin like, which are Rabbi Gamliel, right, and the Chachamim. Right, again, what is the shita of Rabbi Gamliel by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Again, what is the Sof Zman, Avram? What's the end time, according to Rabbi Gamliel, for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? According to Rabbi Gamliel, is the end. Exactly, is Alos HaShachar. So, right, Rabbi Gamliel holds that Midaraisa and Lahalacha, you have until Alos HaShachar. And we'll see the Chachamim, right, Lahalacha, we know from the Mishnah, right, although they say that L'chatzchila, right, Midrabanon, you only have until Chatzos, but they agree Midaraisa to Rabbi Gamliel that this man is the entire night. And Rashi, let's go to Rashi on Gimel Amud Aleph, is going to highlight that for both the Chachamim and Rav Gamliel, that the geder of Zman Shechiva is based on kol zman that people are sleeping. So this is the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Zimas Lav Rav Eliezer. We'll get back to the rest of it soon. But towards the end of that, Alicia, do you see it on Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi Zimas Lav Rav Eliezer? Towards the end of the periods of Rabbanan Darshi?
Yeah. The
end of Zimas Lav Rav Eliezer, after the... It says Rabbana Darshi Kol Zman Shechiva.
Right,
so Rashi here clearly says, according to the Chacham Mida Oraisa, according to Rav Gamliel Lahalacha, right, the gather of Bishachvacha is Kol Zman Shechiva, Kol Zman that people are sleeping. Right, so again, the mainstream shitos when it comes to Zman Shechiva is that it's based on, right, the kol zman that people are sleeping. But we're going to see right now that when it comes to really all shitos by Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, that the geder of Zman Kima is not kol zman that people are up, but it's specifically the time that people wake up. So again, I'll take Ben in a second. Everyone turn to the mission on Tess Amid Beis, where the mission discusses the issue of Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Again, where we're going to see the theme is that the geder of Zman Kima is not kol zman that people are up, but it's specifically the time that people get up and wake up. Yeah, Ben.
Rashi said kol zman shechiva d'haynu kol ha'layla. What is
I think that's just telling you when is the time that people sleep. That's what we, you know, it happens to coincide with Laila, but not that the Koveya is Din Laila, the Koveya is Zman Shechiva, it happens to be that the Zman Shechiva is Kol Laila. I think. Okay, good. So let's go to the Mishnah on Testament Base. So again, there are two shitos in the Mishnah in terms of what the Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Let's first start with Rabbi Yeshua, who we passing like lahalacha, and then we'll work back to Rabbi Eliezer. So again, the Mishnah on Testament base. Shai, you have it?
Yes.
So Rabbi Yeshua Omer? Oh, so what she does, Rabbi Yeshua, when Sovsman Kriyashma? 3 hours into the day, and what's the basis of that? Exactly, because that's when the B'nai Melachim would what? Would get up. Exactly. So clearly, it's clear from Rabbi Yeshua that the Geder of Zman Kima, right, for Rabbi Yeshua is the time that people get up. His Chiddush is that you even follow the Miut of the B'nai Melachim. So, right, even though most people get up earlier, we'll get back to that, since there's a significant Miut of people who get up until the third hour, so therefore we include that within the Geder of Zman Kima. But it's clear from Rabbi Yeshua that the Geder of Zman Kima is a time that people get up, not Kol Zman that people are up. So now that we have Rabbi Yeshua who is clear, now let's go back to Rabbi Eliezer, who's a little less clear about, number one, the nature of his din, and also the basis of his din. Shai, you mind Rabbi Eliezer, one line before that? Fine. That's the Tchilas Zman. Our Tchilas is when you can tell the difference. Mishayakir bin Tchilas Likar. So we'll get back to Tchilas Zman later. Next part that's relevant to us is that the Gomra. Oh, what is the Sov Zman Kriya Shema Shal Shachar as a coin triple? Yezer? Netzach, right? Hanetzach Ham. So the big question here is, right, what is the nature of this din? What are the two options? When Rabbi Eliezer says that the Sov Zman Kriya Shema Shal Shachar is Hanetzach Ham, what's the big question in the Mefarshim? Is this Lechatzchila or exactly? Is this Bidyevet that this is Ma'akev? You can't be Yotzi in the Mitzvah afterwards, or is it just an Indian Lechatzchila? So we're going to see right now that two Mahalchim in the Mefarshim. The first Mahalach will develop is that it's even Bidyevet, right? The first Mahalach, right, is that Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is that even Bidyevet, right, the only time you could be Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is up until Hanetzach Ham. There is, again, the first makor for this first mahalach, right, that Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is even Ma'akev, even Bidyevet comes from a Gemara. Which Gemara does it come from? Diak in a Gemara.
The Taivo?
Yes, exactly. Gemara in Chaf Hei Amud Beis. So everyone please turn to Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Again, the Gemara here is commenting on the Mishnah that Eliyahu just referenced, right? The Mishnah said that if you're being Tovel and Sov Zman Kriya Shema is coming up, right? So again, the Mishnah is assuming that in that context, what's the deadline in the Mishnah? Hanetzach Hama, right? Or Hanetzach Hama is coming up, right? And you have to figure out whether you can be Tovel and then say Kriya Shema, or you have to say Kriya Shema before you're a Tovel. So in that context, let's see. David, you mind? Chafei Yom Beis. It's very important to analyze the Gemara's Havamina. So again, the Mishnah, again, right, is assuming that the Sov Zman Kriyat Shema is Hanetz. So says the Gemara, this is three lines down of Chafei Yom Beis. Lema Tana. Right, sounds like, right, so the Gemara says, look, you have a Stam Mishnah paskening like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Sov Zman Kriya Shema is actually Hanetzach Hama. Now that was the key. Now the Gemara is Docha the Raya. So what does it sound like the Gemara is saying? Don't think that the Zman of Hanetz in the Mishnah is Ma'akev B'dieved, and therefore it's a coin to Rabbi Eliezer. No, it's rather only talking about Lechatzchila, and that's according to Rabbi Yeshua and the Vasikin. But what's the impression that you get in the Havamina when it thought that it was a Raya to Rabbi Eliezer? What type of din is the Sov Zman Kriya Shema according to Rabbi Eliezer? Sounds like it's even B'dievet, right? So again, this Havamina where it says, oh, is it not a hard deadline which is Ma'akev like according to Rabbi Eliezer? No, says the Gemara. The Mishnah is just talking about a Lechatzchila deadline, even according to Rabbi Yeshua and the Vasikin. But again, the Havamina of the Gemara, again, is the first Raya but within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, it sounds like the deadline of Hanetz is actually going to be Ma'akev, even Midyan. That definitely seems to be the Pashtus of the Gemara. Havamina is Ma'akev? Gemara Shmuel, no, it's Lechatzchila according to Rabbi Yeshua. But on a tzad that was ma'akiv, that's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah. Because the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua and the Vasikin. Meaning, no, the Mishnah references the deadline of Hanetz. That wasn't a hard deadline, b'di'evet, as only l'chatzchila.
So when is the approved fast on l'chatzchila?
But that's only according to Rabbi Yeshua. In the Habamino, when the Gemara says, oh, isn't it a hard deadline according to Rabbi Eliezer? Mashma, no, it's l'chatzchila according to Rabbi Yeshua. Mashma, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a hard deadline, which is even ma'akiv.
Question,
I mean, don't Gemara says, don't we have a raya that we passing like Rabbi Eliezer? No. I mean, whenever you have a stam mishnah like right. One shita, that's a raya that we passing that way.
Right.
But once you say no, you don't have to align the mishnah with Rabbi Eliezer. You can also explain the mishnah as going according to Rabbi Yeshua, so there's no raya. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. Some refreshment we're going to say that. But just the pashas of the Gemara doesn't sound like that.
I mean, why can't you say, isn't it like the Lazar who plays this an idea to say it's not before Nays?
I guess.
Also, Yeshua who agrees to that,
so. Okay.
Also, Yeshua agrees to that.
I don't think that's even the other way of saying it. It sounds like we only introduce the notion of there being a lechatchila in the maskara. That's what it sounds like. I think that's the pashas. You'll see. I think even Rashi, who wants to explain, we'll see soon, is even an alternative way to explain the Gemara, but not like the way you're saying that even the Havamino was the Chatzchila. It sounds like we're being mechadish the notion that the Mishnah could have been a Chatzchila deadline only Lamaskan. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
According to Gabriel as a coach, then yeah. Our Mishnah, once in my forecast,
we know that's the question you're asking all the coaches.
Yeah. We'll get there. Oh, yeah,
there are sheets that hold that you have to ask. So it's not
because of the Vasikin. Because of the meaning the Vasikin are even the new Yeshua. But yeah, we'll get there in a moment. Oh, so again, so in terms of the fact that Rebbe Eliezer could be even be Dievet, the first riot to that is the Pashtus. Yeah, it's not Mukhruch, but the Pashtus of the Shaka Matar and Chafei on the base. And also you have, again, not Beferish, but I think the Tosa Rush also seems to understand this way. Because the Tosa Rush, again, on Tesla base, you don't have the Tosa Rush with them? Tosa Rush is trying to understand, right, our Minog, right, to not be Makvid, right, our Minog to read Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis up until Gimel Shos, who is that going according to? And if you look very carefully at the Tosa Rush, it's Tosa Rush on Tesma Vase. Benny, you have it? You see, yes. V'tema imkain? It's like a couple lines in.
V'tema imkain, alma under some kinshare, under korno, so after Netzachama.
Right, we read, you know, Kriya Shema after Netzachama, right? Halavai, everyone, you know, made it to 3 hours, right? Within that zman. But I'm saying, we're not, right? We definitely do it after Netzachama, so who are we possibly like?
Nehida.
Basically, Kama Shmula, no, even the Masikin are only lechatchila. But at the end of the day, agreed to Gimel Shalos. But it's coming out, seemingly by implication, is that the only Shita which says that you can do it after Hanetzachama up until Gimel Shalos is Rabbi Yeshua and the Vasikin. Mashma, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you actually have a hard deadline of Hanetzachama, which is going to be even be ma'akev b'di'evet. So again, both mashmaos of Chafei Amibes and mashmaos of the Tosa Rush is that the only Inyan of Lechatchila is Davka Legabe Rabbi Yeshua and the Vasikin, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, the deadline of Hanetz is ma'akev. Yeah, the fact that Tosa Rush, when trying to justify, right, the fact that Tosa Rush is trying to justify how we can read Kriya Shema after Hanetz only comes on to the Shitos of the Vasikin and Rabbi Yeshua. Mashmos is, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, in a Hanami, Hanetz Achama is a hard death.
Which Shita Vasikin?
The Vasikin on Tesim Beis, who say that Lechatzchila you should do it at Hanetz Achama, but, right, according to Tosa Rush, but B'dievet you have until Gimel Shalos. But that implies, but Rebbe Eliezer Shita, that is actually going to be Ma'akeh B'di'evet. So now we have the shita that Rabbi Eliezer thinks that Hanetz HaChama is ma'akiv. So what's the basis of that shita? What is the basis of saying that the hard deadline, Sosma Kriyash Malshachris, is Hanetz HaChama? Excellent. It sounds like the idea is that the Zman Kima for Rov B'nai Adam is at Hanetz HaChama. Right? The fact that it's only the B'nai Malachim who get up at 3 hours, the implication is that the Zman Kima for Rov B'nai Adam is at Hanetz HaChama. So according to this Mahalach, right, the basis of Shitas Rebbe Eliezer, right, to say that Hanetz HaChama is a Zman which is Ma'akev even B'di'evet, again, is this idea that the Zman Kima is based on when people wake up, with the additional assumption that the Koveya of Zman Kima is Rov B'nei Adam, which is at Hanetz HaChama. So again, we're seeing both according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that Zman Kima is literally when people get up, but he follows the Miut of B'nei Malachim. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, the Koveya is Zman Kima, when people actually get up, not Kol Zman that people are up, but he assumes that the Koveya is Rov B'nei Adam. Before I can take Aaron, this idea that the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbi Yeshua has to do with what exactly is the Tchila Zman Kima comes out of the Ra'ah. We'll come back to this Ra'ah a little later, but it's an important Lashon, the Ra'ah and Beza Amin Aleph. Again, in the bigger picture, trying to contrast Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, there's an important line when characterizing the Machlokes in the Mishnah and Testament Beis. Do you have it, Ezra? The last line is El Depligi. Kima. He says the machlokes on testament base between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is what is the zman of tchilas kima. Meaning, everyone agrees that the koveya is tchilas zman kima. Machlokes, right? The machlokes is why. What is the tchilas zman kima? And the way we're understanding it is that Rabbi Yeshua thinks that the miut b'nei adam is koveya. Therefore, we extend the time to for the Zman Kima of the Miut, while Rebbe Eliezer says, no, that the Koveya is Rov B'nei Adam, and therefore the Tchila Zman Kima is Hanetz HaChama. But again, everything that's coming out of this is that when it comes to Zman Kima, right, the Koveya is when people get up, not Kol Zman the people are up. So Adkan was the first Mahalach, again, in Rebbe Eliezer, that it's even Ma'akev B'di'evet. We're about to see the second Mahalach in a moment. Yeah. Pashas doesn't change. These are dinim d'oraisa, and therefore the geder of Zman Kima, Zman Shechiva, the Zman HaTorah is going to be koveya for all time. It's, yeah. I've seen once quoted that, maybe we should change Zman Kriyat Shema based on, according to the Shut, like, all modern poskim say, like, what are you talking about? We don't change dinim d'oraisa, in that way. Okay, good. But it's important to note that once we're dealing with the Shita of Rav Elazar, is that there is another Mahalach in the Rishonim that says that maybe the Shita of Rav Elazar, Shita of Hanetz, is not Ma'ake B'di'eved, but it's only an Inyan L'chatzchila. Which Rishonim said this? So first we have Rabbeinu Yonah. And there's Rabbeinu Yonah on Dalon Amabez Dapeh Harif. Okay, so Dalon Amabez Dapeh Harif. Oz Bahadar, Surah Sadaf, it's Yud Aleph, Amud Yud Aleph. Aliyah Sanders, you have it? Dir Masva Ad Hanetz HaChama? So right off the bat, when he's explaining the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, Ad Hanetz, that's only L'chatzchila. And then he explains the Lashon of Hanetz HaChama, and that's why it's like in a misnomer, people call it Nates. It's really Hanates, because as I'm about to say, the language of right, Hinat Suru Harimonim, whatever, Lashon is, so it's really Hanates Achama. That's why, pay careful attention.
I think Hinates Suru I think Nates is the verb.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not my area, but I remember from Rebbeim of mine, who were Makbid on calling it Hanates, because that's the, but again.
Nates is a verb.
What?
Nates is a verb.
Okay, I'm not. Either way, not my area, not my expertise, but I'm going to stick with calling it Hanetz based on, fine. Okay, but so very important, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't tell you what the shir is b'di'evet. What's the pashtus, right? If Rabbi Eliezer's shir of Hanetz is l'chatzchila, But Pashas, what's the within Rabbi, what's the Bidiyevet? You think Kol Hayom is the Pashas? I thought the Pashas would be Gimel Shams. What? What is the Machlokes? Or Rabbi Yeshua? Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't mention the Inyan L'Chatchila. It's only the Vasikin who do. What? No, no, no. Meaning, just the names. Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't mention any L'Chatchila of doing Hanetz. I thought it's the Vasikin who were Aliba. Meaning, we're saying the Vasikin were as the Testament of his. What? The Vasikin were Makbid, right, to be Gomer in Manetz Achama. That's what seems to come out of at least according to Rabbi Yonah. Right? So again, that was the Kashi you referenced before, which again is not the biggest problem because Vasikin aren't mentioned in the Mishnah. Mishnah is just setting up a machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, according to Rabbi Yonah, lechatchila you have Hanetz. Rabbi Yeshua says, you have until Gimel Shos. According to Rabbi Yeshua, could be even lechatchila. The Vasikin can come along and say, even though we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, did the Eved, right? There's this value of doing it lechatchila. That's a good question. But Pashas is because of the Vasikin or because of Somekul Kriya. Exactly. But the question is, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the Inyan L'Chatchila for? You're saying, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Inyan L'Chatchila within Rabbi Eliezer, you think seems to be a Din Kriya Shema? I don't know. Could be not. I'm not sure. It doesn't tell you either way. I mean, it could be the same Inyan of. What? So you're saying it would work out better if the Inyan L'Chatchila for Rabbi Eliezer was a Din Kriya Shema, because that's like the Rov B'nei Adam. That's like to go with that. That could be. All right, Gabriel, do you hear that? So maybe the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and the Vasikin is the Vasikin are coming midin Somek Gula Tzvila, and Rabbi Eliezer's L'Chatchila is coming maybe midin Kriya Shema, that better to L'Chatchila at least follow the Rov B'nei Adam. B'di'eved, you have even the Miyat B'nei Adam of the B'nei Malachim. I like that Mahach. Yeah. It doesn't sound like that, especially according to Gemara Chafei. It sounds like it's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer. That's what it sounds like. Especially, yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, who's based in Eliyahu, Zahara, is that it could be that again, Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's a lechatzchila to say Kriyat Shema by Hanetz, and maybe that's Midine Kriyat Shema, because right, Midine Kriyat Shema, it's L'Chatchila to follow the Rov B'nei Adam, and Rov B'nei Adam, the Zman Kima, is already at Hanetz. And then comes along Rabbi Yeshua, and says, no, right, really, right, according to Rabbi Yeshua, right, the Zman is until Gimel Shos, it sounds like there's not even a value necessarily of L'Chatchila doing it earlier. And the Vasikin within Rabbi Yeshua says, "Oh, we have a value also of doing Kriyat Shema lechatchila by Hanetz, but not midine Kriyat Shema like within Rav Elazar, but midine somek gula letzvila, which is a separate factor. So both the Vasikin and Rav Eliezer hold it as a value lechatchila of doing of saying Kriyat Shema by Hanetz, but for Rabbi Eliezer it would be midine Kriyat Shema, and for the Vasikin it would be midine somek gula letzvila. Yeah, boss." Not changing. There's two different mahalach.
Yeah.
The second mahalach is that.
This is the second
mahalach. Yeah, second mahalach is that exactly. The Rabbi Eliezer's din of Hanetz is a din lechatchila. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. And who else? Which other rishon says this? That Rabbi Eliezer's din is lechatchila. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba. Right. The Rashba. And interestingly, I know a couple people were bothered by this. Right, Mayor, what's the Rashba's proof/question that he's coming to answer?
He said, if
Rabbi Eliezer is even B'di'eved, so then what are B'nai Malachim going to do? So instead of saying B'nai Malachim are these bums who are wrong, he assumes that B'nai Malachim, right, we never find that they were Shiloh K'neged Halacha, we never find they were K'neged Halacha, I should say. So therefore, it must be that they are fulfilling the mitzvah. Says the Rashba, Rabbi Eliezer is only, again, lichatzchila. And this is interesting. He says, b'di'eved, what's the zman for, according to Rabbi Eliezer, b'di'eved you have up until chatzos. And the footnotes point out, that's a little schwer. Like, where Yitzhak, again, where does that zman come from? Like, where does Rabbi Eliezer's b'di'eved zman of chatzos come from? That seems a little strange. What? That's not tefila. This is not Kriya Shema. You're saying Birchos Kriya Shema? That's something else, because Birchos Kriya Shema can be a din tefila. But that the Zman Kriya Shema b'di'evit is chatzos, that seems a little arbitrary. Okay. Yeah.
Would we ever take the Rashba in this type of case where like the Nate's part makes sense that it's only chatzchila, but we don't. But the other thing he says that it should be until chatzos doesn't make sense. Like, would we ever extrapolate one
split?
Part? Would we ever split?
It could be. You could see Poskim doing that. Poskim like one, especially if it's not Tali Habaha, because you can say that it's a chatzchila and hold that the b'di'eved zman is still gibel shelos. Those seem to be two different factors. So unless the two factors of a rishon are tali habaha, you can pass like one and not the other. Okay, good. So again, these are two different mahalchim within Rabbi Eliezer. Again, whether it's ma'akev b'di'eved or whether it's an inyan l'chatchila. So again, if it was ma'akev b'di'eved, we said for sure it's a din in zman kima. And according to Eliyahu, maybe even the zman l'chatchila for Rabbi Eliezer being hanetzachama is that because of the koveya. Is Zman Kiman Lechatzchila, you should follow Rov Bnei Adam, and it's only B'di'evet that you can follow Miut Bnei Adam later. Fine. Now, before we can answer, what comes out of this is that when it comes to Zman Kriyashma Shel Arvis, right, Zman Shchiva is all night, right, Kol Zman that people are sleeping. When it comes to Zman Kima, we say it's Dafka when people are waking up. We have this discrepancy. But before we get into analyzing the basis of this discrepancy, let's just point out that not according to all shitos is there a discrepancy, right? It's a very important caveat that there are shitos in the Tanaim who hold that just like Zman Kima is Tchilas Kima, that maybe Zman Shchiva is also Tchilas Shchiva. So while these don't represent the normative mainstream shitos, it is important to know that there are Tanaim who do hold that there is a consistency between Tchilas Kima and Tchilas Shchiva. Who are some of these Tanaim who hold that even Zman Shchiva is Dafka, the Tchila, when people go to sleep, and not Kol Zman when people are sleeping? Good. So one example is Rav Eliezer. So let's go back to that again, because we know Shita's Rav Eliezer is that the Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is the first 4 hours of the day. And Rashi and Givlam and Aleph, that same Rashi we read before, right, explains what's the basis of Shita's Rav Eliezer that you have the first 4 hours of the day. So again, this is Rashi back on Givlam and Aleph. Zir Masalah Rav Eliezer, he. Yehuda, do you have it? Yeah. Where it says Rav Eliezer Darish? Like halfway down. Haschalas Shchiva. Zekodem's up. Right, so says Rashi that the Pshat in Rav Eliezer is that he agrees that the Koveh is Zman Shchiva. He just argues with the Rabbanan. Well, the Rabbanan and Rav Gamliel think that the Geder of Zman Shchiva is Kol Zman that people are sleeping. Rav Eliezer says that the Geder of Zman Shchiva is Tchila Shchiva, which ends up being very similar to Zman Kima, which is also Tchila's Kima. Just like, when people wake up, this is when people go to sleep. According to Rav Eliezer, you actually do have a consistency within Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. What? This is Rashi and Gimel and Aleph. But if you pay careful attention, actually I didn't pick this up. There's another sheet in the Tanaim who also holds that the Geder of Zman Shchiva is Tchila Shchiva. Yes, exactly. The Brisa quoted on Beis Amabes. So if you look at this Brisa, see Beis Amabes, right? It says Uriminu. You have it, Yisrael David. There's a unique shita in the Brisa. Again, we definitely don't pass in this way, but it's important to note that there's another shita in the Tanaim who holds this way. But it's interestingly, has a different shear. This is Raminu, Me'emasai Korinah Shema Ba'arvin.
Yeah. Raminu, Me'emasai Mas'ilin, Lukos, Kriya Shema Ba'arvis.
Later. I think you might have it a little later. compare? Yeah, a little before that. So that's the tchilas zman. That's what the Gemara deals with. Which, yeah, exactly. So right, that there's so is a new shita that there's sov zman kriya shema shel arvis is what we'll call the Gemara Seuda, the zman of the Gemara Seuda. So we'll see in a moment where does this come from, that the end of the Seuda becomes a zman. So if you look at Rashi. Rashi here is going to explain that the basis of the Shita, like Rabbi Eliezer, is that the gather of Zman Shchiva is Tchilas Shchiva, like he explains like Rabbi Eliezer.
See
it? Right, so the Seifa, which says that the Sof Zman is the Zman Gemara Seuda, that clearly argues, because why? To Hainu. Right, that's not the Ashmur Rishona. That's not Chatzos, and that's not Alos. Right, this Didarish is going back on this Tana. Right? And this Tana holds, where's the Zman of the Gemara Seuda come from? Didarish Ubishachbacha, that it's the Tchilas Zman Shchiva. Right, so according to Rashi, this Shita is also based on Tchilas Zman Shchiva.
Rashi's previous comment, why he has to mention that he doesn't have a nair, because as soon as he's done eating, he's going to bed because he can't see anything.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Nice. Good. So again, according to Rashi, right, the geder of Zman Shchiva being Tchila Shchiva, you have it within Rav Eliezer, you have it within this Tana in the Brisa. We have to figure out in a moment, but they're both based on Tchila Shchiva. Why do you have a discrepancy in Zmanim? We'll get that in a moment. And there's another. This is a Havamina. Is a Havamina and one of the other Shitas of the Tanayim that again the Geder is also Tchila Shchiva. Anybody know what I'm referring to? Also another Rashi?
Yeah, Rabbi Gamliel really held like Rabbi Elazar that it was
not Rabbi Gamliel, but exactly. Okay, very important Shachmatar on Testament Aleph. Excellent, Ira. Do you have it? So this is the Gemara on Testament Aleph, which is analyzing basically right with the Banav of Rabbi Gamliel when they came back from this Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask, like, do they not know their father's Shita? Like, did they not know that they had until Alos? So what exactly is their Shilam? So again, there's the Gemara on Testament Aleph. So the Gemara says, Bad Hashta. Ariel, you have it? Or? It's towards the top. Some 10 lines down. Right, do they not know their father's Shita? So this is what they're saying. Is it that the Rabbanon argue with you, Mida Oraisa, as Rashi explained? And therefore, if they argue with, right, if their shear of Chatzos is Mida Oraisa, and they argue with you, Mida Oraisa, so then we're going to have to follow them. Sorry, Pops, or sorry, Abba, or Tati, whatever they call them, right? Whatever it is, I'm sorry, man, at the end of the day, your Shitas Yachid, we have to follow the Zman of Chatzos. O Dilma. Right, or as we know, this the maskana is really right. If the chachamim's, you know, zman of chatzos is just a siyag, then Rashi explains our case of ones. We can ignore the siyag. But Rashi, dira maskal rabbanim pliga ilavech, right, is going to understand this havamina, this first tzad, that the zman of the chachamim of chatzos was actually midoraisa. So what would be the basis of that? With the Rashi, oh, what does he say? So again, he says maybe the pshat of the chachamim is that they hold that zman shchiva is tchila shchiva when people are going to sleep, not kol zman that people are awake. And then umiya baha pligi adra v'lazer. Rashi has to explain because Rabbi Eliezer also holds that it's tchila shchiva. Okay, so you end up coming out is that you have these three shitos in the Tanaim who hold that the geder of Zman Shchiva is Tchilas Shchiva. So you have Rebbe Eliezer who holds Ad Ashmur Rishona. You have this Tana in the Brisa and Beis Meveis who holds it's the very early Zman of Gemar Seuda. And you have the Havamina of the Chachamim that it's Ad Chatzos. But yet all of them are based on Tchilas Shchiva. And the question is, how do you understand this rate this range of opinions. Obviously, it's not a machlokes and metzias about when people went to sleep. So what exactly is the get? What exactly accounts for this range of shittos if they all hold that the koveya of Zman Shechiva is Tzchilas Shechiva? Yeah. Okay, okay, so exactly. So the simple way to understand it is that the machlokas here is whether you follow the Rov B'nai Adam or the Mil. That's the starting point. Where else did we find that? That when it comes to a Zman, when it came to Zman, exactly, by of Shachris, right? Of B'nai Malachim, right? The machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer, very important, Rabbi Eliezer again, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, where the Zman Kima, do you follow the Rov B'nai Adam, Hanetzachama? Or do you follow Miut Pnei Adam, which is Gimel Shaos? Again, from there, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold the Koveya is for Zman Kima? He holds Hanetzachama. That's in our explanation. That is Rav Pnei Adam. So presumably, if one of the motivations of Rabbi Eliezer in both cases is to keep Zman Kima and Zman Shechiva consistent, so you'd assume that he'd also follow Rov by Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So what would come out? This is one explanation. Is that, again, maybe you have to say that Rov B'nai Adam go to sleep for the first 4 hours of the night. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Gedra of Zman Shechiva follows Rov B'nai Adam. So therefore, Rov B'nai Adam, it's the first 4 hours of the night. How do you explain the Havamin on the Chachamim on Daf Tes and the Shita in the Brisa on Beis HaMaviz? Maybe they both hold that you follow the Miut. Why the discrepancy? But one is L'chumra and one's L'kul. Let's explain. Maybe, let's say, the Tana on Beis HaMaviz holds that you follow the Miut, but L'chumra. Meaning, since there is a Miut of people who Dafka go to sleep, basically, very early on, at the called the Zman of the Gemara, right after you finish your meal, people are going to sleep, that because there's a Miut of people who are going to sleep then, so he says L'chumra, you have to do it by the time that the Miut B'nai Adam are going to sleep. The Chachamim are going to say, no, you take the Miut B'nai Adam L'kula. And since there's a Miut B'nai Adam who are going to sleep even up until Chatzos, you can extend the Zman up until Chatzos. So what's coming out of here is that you have the range of three Shitos, all holding that the Koveya of Zman Shechiva is Tzchila Shechiva, but yet you have a range of three opinions. So what we're suggesting now is that Rabbi Eliezer L'shitaso follows Rov B'nai Adam. So therefore he says, since Rov B'nai Adam go to sleep throughout the first 4 hours of the day, that's what we follow. And then on both sides, the Havamin on the Chachamim of Chatzos and the Shita of this, the Brisa and Beis HaMaviz, say you follow Miut B'nai Adam, but one takes a Lechumra, therefore since there's a Miut who go to sleep right away, you have to, it's only up until there. And the Havamin on the Chachamim is that they're going to take Miut B'nai Adam, even Lekula, to say, since, yeah, most people go to sleep by 4 hours. But since there is a meal of people who stay up later, so we're able to even be makel for that. So that, fine. So again, big picture, what came out is that, yes, there are certain shitos, right? Right? Shitos yachid, like Rabbi Eliezer, like this Bryce on Beis HaMaviz, the Habimin on the Chachamim, who hold that there is a consistency between Zman Kima and Zman Shechiva. To say that just like Zman Kima is Dafka when we wake up, so too Zman Shechiva is Dafka when you go to sleep. But that's the exception. The majority opinion, this is the way we pass in the Rangam Liel and the Chachamim, is that there's a discrepancy. Zman Kima is Dafka when you wake up, but yet Zman Shechiva is Kol Zman that people are sleeping. And the question is, what is the nature of this distinction? Right? Is this a Doraisa distinction? Is this a Durabanan distinction? And what is the basis of this distinction? So, to analyze this, I think it all goes back to the different mahalchim of Yom V'Layla versus Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. Meaning as follows. If you hold that the Zmanic Kriya Shema V'Shach B'Chav Kumecha is all based on Yom V'Layla, so then, really, Mida Oraisa, the entire day should be kosher, right? Should be roi for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, and the entire night should be fine for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Any of these limitations of Sosman, Kriya Shema, Tchila Sman, Kriya Shema, Besan, Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima, those are all Midra Rabbanan. So once the factors are Midra Rabbanan, it's not so hard to explain, okay, Dura Rabbanan Siyag applies here, not there. So again, within the Yom V'Layla approach, that all these limitations are Dirabanan, you have an easier time explaining discrepancies, because you're going to say there are Chachamim had a siyag by Kriya Shmel Shel Shacharis, and they didn't have a siyag by Kriya Shmel Shel Aris. However, if you take the approach of Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, that the Gedr D'Oraisa is Zman Shchiva, the Gedr D'Oraisa is Zman Kima. So then, these distinctions between the Gedr of Zman Shchiva and the Gedr of Zman Kima are even Midoraisa. And then you really have to explain, why would you have a chilek on a D'Oraisa level between Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima? Right, Pepashas, B'shach, B'chav, Kumecha. They're grouped together. They should have the same gedder. If this is wake-up time, this should be bedtime. If this is kolzman that people are sleeping, this should be kolzman that people are up. Why would you have a discrepancy? So again, nukuta number one is that this does all relate back to, again, what is the gedder of B'shach, B'chav, Kumecha? If it's all based on Yom V'Layla, so then all these limitations are all Durabanan, that'll be easier to explain. We'll get back to the Kesta Mishnah tomorrow. But if you hold that the Koveya is really Zman Shchiva, Zman Kima, so then these Chilukim seem to be Do'oraisa, and you really need to explain the basis of these Chilukim. So let's look now at the Rishonim, who seem to think that the Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima are really all Do'oraisa, and therefore this Chiluk in the Gedder of Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, again, is a Do'oraisa Chiluk. So what are some of the Rishonim who are working hard to explain why you have this discrepancy between Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima and attribute it to the Lashonos of the Pesukim? Who are some of the Rishonim who say this? Sefer Chinuch says this. Who else? The Me'iri. Okay, so let's just read some of these inside and before we give a Hezra for them. So let's start with the Me'iri. So Me'iri on Beis Amin Aleph. I don't have so much time. I don't have the Me'iri on Beis Amin Aleph. Very, very important. Anyone have it?
Yeah.
You got it, Elio?
Yeah. Oh.
So start out, yes. Is Dima Masl Amar Me'iri?
Amar Me'iri? Name is like Kurdish Mabba Arvis. Perish Kvar Yudat. Shemizus Asayla Kurdish Shema Pamim. Shemar Shema Yisrael. Vidibat the bomb. Shemar Shema Yisrael.
Very important, right? He says the koveya is zman shchiva and zman kima. Stop there for now, right? So he's saying, it's beautiful. Me'iri is saying, clearly adopting the Zman Shchiva Zman Kima approach, and saying, because the Koveya for Kriya Shema is Zman Shchiva Zman Kima, so therefore the Gemara and the Mishnayos have to work hard to explain what the Gedder HaDvarim is. But if it was Yom and Laila, we know the Chol Torah Kula, what those Zmanim are. So now the Me'iri skip a bunch. Therefore, he goes on to explain, therefore, there's a machlokes about Zman Shchiva. You see a little later, a bunch of layers, Aval b'hashkamas Zman Zeh, v'hamshachas, I should say. Tell me when you, Aval b'hamshachas, tell me when you see where I am. Aval b'hamshachas Zman Zeh, when it comes to Zman Shchiva, Kolomra ad eza Zman shebelayla hu rasha likrosa, l'kayim b'mitzvos kriya b'onosa, nech l'kola tanoim elu. Right, there is a machlokes about what's the gather of Zman Shchiva. Shereliyazer sover atzof hashmura rishono mikan ve'ilach eno korei neshu mefarish peshach b'cha tchila shchiva. And he says miloshem lo yishkav ad yochal teref terem yishkivu. He says, oh, there's a pasuk which you use the loshem of shchiva in the context of going to sleep, right? Utchila shchiva imitzias kochavim. Fine. But he says Rav Gamliel says no, peshach b'cha means kolzman she'adam shochev. Right. So the Miri goes on to say, you have a machlokes Tanaim about Shchiva, because the language of Shchiva is open in Tanakh to be understood as going to sleep or sleeping. But I see at the very end of a Balashon Kima, last couple lines, of a Balashon Kima, Lohaya Lahem Lachlok, Pikiyotzi Bezat. There's no parallel machlokes when it comes to Kima. Shelo Matzina Laolam Lashon Kima, Namar Al Hemshach Amida. It never refers to the Zman that you're up. El Azman Sha'adam come, imi mitaso, imi shivaso. It's always about getting up, whether it's waking up from your bed or getting up from your seat. Therefore, Ein Zman Kriyasa Misacher, Ela Adam Uchar Shavizmane Hakima. Therefore, the latest you're going to get is Gimel Shos, because that's the latest time people get up. The Lokol Ayom, the Kriyas Ona of Abalayla Nechliku. So again, in short, the Me'iri is explaining, well, Shitaso, that the Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima are the Koveya. Therefore, it says, oh, why the discrepancies? Because of the Lashonos in the Pesukim. you have a discrepancy between why the Lashon Kima in the Torah is always getting up. Lashon Shechiva is open to both. We also said that's the Meiri, again, implying that the Oraisa Chiluk, and what accounts for it is the Chiluk in Lashonas of the Pesukim. You also have the Ra'ah. Right? So the Ra'ah in Daf Beis also says, similar idea. Anybody have the Ra'ah? And it's a high depligi b'masnisin, daf kabalishin debashach b'cha. Again, it's chila shchiva, ikol shchiva, of a mai de kasev uv kumecha, de kuliyama tchilas kima ka'amar. The lav kolz man kima, dahinu kolayom, ela tchilas kima. So again, the Ra'ah similarly, not quoting psukim, but saying the mashmos of kima is even the mashmos of shchiva. Shchiva is open to be interpreted as kolz man shchiva. Kima is only when people get up. And also the tosa rush, also in Beis Amin Aleph, similarly has this chiluk like the Ra'ah. So the Meiri, the Ra'ah, and the Tosar Rush, right, all saying that you have this chiluk between the mashmos of Kima, which is limited to getting up, and the mashmos of Shechiva, which can be open to interpretation. And then you have the last Rishon, who also implies it's a D'oraisa chiluk, is the Sefer HaChinuch. Right, what does the Sefer HaChinuch say? He actually mentions a couple points. You remember, what are the Chinuch's points? Exactly. Again, one point, like the other Rishon, like the Meiri, is the Psukim, that Shechiva can mean Kol Zman that you're sleeping, but Kima is only when you're getting up. And what's the other factor he mentions? Yeah, but what, there's another reason, he says, the reason why Shechiva can't be the time that you're going to sleep is why? There's such a range when it comes to people, right? So it cannot be a Zman when people are going to sleep, because that's such a range. But when it comes to Zman Kima, he says most healthy people get up at a certain time, so therefore you can pinpoint Zman Kima. You can't pinpoint the time that people go to sleep, and therefore it must be Kol Zman that they are sleeping. One second. So what's coming out of the Meiri, the Ra'ah, the Tosa Rush, and the Sefer HaChinuch, that they're all explaining that this chiluk between Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima sounds like it's D'oraisa, and it comes from the different usages of these Lashonas in the Torah. The question we have to ask is, why does the Torah then utilize a Lashon of Shechiva, which is Mashma, the entire night, and utilize a Lashon of Kima, which limited to the beginning? Why the Torah didn't want a discrepancy, you could use different Lashonos. Why does the Torah, right, utilize Lashonos of Shechiva Kumecha if there's going to end up being a discrepancy? So what's the Yisod, what's the reason behind this distinction? So I'll dive in. What does it all come back to? It all comes back to the bookends. There's another raya to the bookend idea. What's the connection?
That when it comes to Zman Kima, it has to be before your whole day. So
if the whole point of the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, of the Zman Kima, is to function as a bookend, to make sure it precedes your daily activities, so then dafka, when it comes to Zman Kima, you need to have a much more rigid definition, which is dafka at the very beginning of the day, to make sure that your Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis precedes your daily activities. But when it comes to the Zman Shechiva, which is coming out at the end of the day, since the Zman Shechiva is the bookend at the end of the day, right? Most of your daily activities are happening during the day. So while when it comes to the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, you have to make sure you get it in before all your daily activities. Therefore, we dafka need Zman Kima, which is dafka when you wake up. But when it comes to the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, which is that bookend at the end, right? As long as you say it at any time during the night, you're going to have the bookend at the end. So we're explaining now that, yes, this chiluk d'oraisa between Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, and it seems very strange, even if these are the mashmos of these words in the rest of the Tanakh, at the end of the day, why did the Torah use this lashon, which has discrepancy, and it all comes back to the role of Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima is to bookend the day, to make sure that all your daily activities are bookended or framed by Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and that way your dafka, the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, is much more rigid, because you need to make sure you get that Kriya Shema in before your daily activities. Masha Inka, when it comes to the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, since that's coming at any point during the night, is going to be after all your daily activities. That's why you have flexibility at night, while you have much more rigidity in the morning. We'll stop here. Yeah.